Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
It's showtime, folks. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Monday. The Titans lose 52-14 in Detroit. So we get to react to that. But first, Grandpa is back with us.
Hey, man.
Welcome back. Congratulations back for the 25th time, but you deserve it.
Thank you so much. Everybody's good. My daughter and son-in-law and the baby, they're good. God is great. Thank you. So it's good to be back, and it was quick, it was fast, everybody's healthy. God bless you, nurses and labor and delivery and doctors and everybody. You are vastly underpaid, and we love you, and thank you for what all you do.
Yeah, amen to that. I'm glad that everybody's doing good.
Everybody's doing good, except the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, they're not doing so hot. Do me a favor, you know, teach your granddaughter not to like this team, because
I'll do that.
She's just going to have a lot of heartache if she does. So
generational heartache doing that. You know, when somebody tells you, hey, the score was 52-14, but you know, it's closer than that. This is the rare occurrence where it was worse than that.
Yeah. Here's the deal. When you lose 52-14, you don't get a moral victory. When you lose to Texas by 3 points and we're in the game till the very end,
yeah,
you can take a moral victory.
Yeah, you're right.
Talking about Vandy. But they don't get that today. And look, I was thinking about, all right, how do I want to go about today? Because the truth is, in watching the game yesterday, nothing surprised me. Nothing surprised me. Not the fact that the Titans, you know, kind of looked decent in the first half. They were hanging there. They were getting to Goff. Arden Key had a sack. They were making plays. They scored 14 points. Nothing surprised me. But there's always one moment where you can physically, with your own two eyes, see the game change. And I immediately thought of you during this moment.
Oh, yeah. Give it to me.
Explain to me. You have first and goal from the one. Why in the blue hell are you going shotgun for four straight plays? Do you not trust your offensive line?
I don't. In that moment, I don't know what you're doing. Again, you're over your head. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You don't know. You're caught up in the environment. You don't know what you're doing. Just run the ball up the middle.
You have this guy named Tony Pollard that you paid a decent amount of money to this year. He's actually not that bad. He plays running back. Running backs run the ball. I don't know if you know that. Like, sometimes they'll catch it, but most of the time you just hand it to them, and then they run, right? That's their job. And at the one-yard line, when it's first and goal, from the one-yard line, you don't think he could get you that 1 yard?
Just a yard.
You could hold on to it yourself if you're Mason Rudolph and just fall over and you get a touchdown.
Yeah, it's I've been on this rant for a long time about shotguns on the goal line and all that. That proved my point yesterday. It just proved my point, just how inept this team is, how inept the coaching staff is, how they're so far over their head. And we're going to get into Amy Adams during the show later on about her and what she's done in this football team. But yesterday was an embarrassment. The 59-0 loss to the Patriots in 2009 was embarrassing. Yesterday was exactly the same on a national stage. Everybody saw the ball, regional, whatever. But everybody sees the game. And it was just terrible from all aspects. And I don't know how you get better. I do not know how you get better unless you say to everybody, take care.
Yeah, so we're going to get into that because I have a lot of thoughts on that whole aspect of things. And for those of you that have listened to me for a while now, you know, since I've been on the air here, I'm not the, oh, everybody needs to get fired guy. Like, I'm not. And if you say that about Jared, like, you do need to also listen to some of the context. Now, he's going to fire people more than I am. But, right. You know, but I mean, generally he has some good points behind it. But I'm not that person. I am glass half full. I want to see people succeed. You know, I don't want people to lose their job. Now, I'll get to a point where I'll say, okay, I kind of get it. Like, when Vrabel got fired, I didn't necessarily agree with it, but I saw the argument for it, and I saw the argument for keeping him. That's kind of where I was with him. John Robinson, I completely 100% disagreed with the move at the time that they made the move.
Yep.
Again, you get to the offseason, okay, I could listen to it. My thing right now is I do believe Brian Callahan's in over his head, but I'm going to put that aside for a second. Because ultimately, this falls on the person or persons responsible for putting the roster together. That's the general manager, Rand Carthon, and the president of football operations that used to be the assistant GM, and then he got a promotion, Chad Brinker. That's on them right now. And there's a couple of different, you know, tentacles to this. The first being, Rand Carthon's the GM. Part of being the GM is you have to talk to the media and explain where things are.
Incorrect.
And what you're – well, okay, let me finish my point and okay. Then you give me the counterpoint. To me, that is a part of being the general manager. You speak for the team. You are the voice of the team. He's yet to do a press conference, but he does a sit-down Q&A with Nick Suss of the Tennessean. Nothing against Nick Suss, nothing against the Tennessean. That's fine, good for you. But he's yet to do a press conference. Now, maybe he does one at the trade deadline. Okay, but you just traded DeAndre Hopkins. You just made another trade. Your team just lost 52-14. You're clearly going into a rebuild mode. I believe the GM should have to speak to the media. What's coming across to me is, and the Titans like to play it safe with these, you know, obligations, the owner sits down when she fired John Robinson. She doesn't do a press conference. She sits down with a very capable and Hall of Fame reporter in Teresa Walker, who I think does a fantastic job, but that's a safe play. So she does that. Still doesn't do a press conference. She fires Vrabel. She does an even safer play, sits down with the play-by-play guy and Mike Keith, who, again, does a fantastic job. He's doing his job there, but doesn't do a press conference. And they make the GM go out there and just, you know, I felt bad for him that day. And then in this situation, he does a sit-down Q&A with the Tennessean, but again, has yet to do a press conference since making these trades. It's a safe play. And it also says to me that they're scared for the GM to talk in these situations. If you can't do a press conference, you don't need to be GM. That's my opinion. Like, you're the general manager. You speak for the team. That's how I look at it. Now, you clearly disagree with me on something here. That's fine.
Why go into a press conference where you're going to get bombarded the entire time with questions, okay? So if you don't have to do that, it's not required by the league to do it, you don't have to do it. We want him to. And he talked to the guy from the Tennessean, which is fine. I bet they probably caught up in an elevator or something. That's fine. But I don't – we're sitting here waiting him to talk to us like it's he's coming down with the 11th commandment. No, we're not doing that. There's no explanation he can give us by how bad this team is on the field. So I see from his perspective, I'm not going out to talk to you guys. If I don't have to, I'm not going to, and I get the frustration. I'm not going out and talking to you when I know what I'm going to get 30, 45 minutes of. I'm not going to do it. And
that's fine, but you're going to get blasted even more for not doing
it. How much more can he get blasted? Tell me, how much more can he get blasted right now?
I mean, that's a fair point, but it's still, it's a part of your job. You're the GM. You are the general manager.
What part of the job does he get to
talk? You owe it to the fan base to get out, and don't tell me you don't owe it to the fans, because you do. You owe it to the fan base to get up there and probably tell them something they already know.
He told you enough yesterday. Stay with us.
I don't.
Do you want to hear that? No, what do you want them to say?
I want him to answer questions
about why the team is bad.
Why'd you trade Hopkins? Are you blowing it up? Are you giving up on this season? And
that's fair enough.
And look, he's going to give you the BS canned answer.
So why do you want that?
Because at least get out there and speak.
He spoke yesterday. Because
he spoke to one reporter. I'm not even going to ask him questions. Like, I'm not there every day. That's Paul. That's
Joe.
What do you want him to say?
What do you want Rand Carthon to say?
However he wants to answer the question. That's fine. But just do a press conference. Do a freaking press conference.
And then get question after question after question of why this roster and team. So
yes.
I'm not doing that. If I'm a GM, I'm not doing that.
Well,
I'm not going out
fine.
There.
But that then you're not a very good GM.
Evidently so. Your team is 1-1 whatever they are now. 1-5, 1-6. What are they? 1-6?
They are 1-6.
1-6, yeah. So you're
His quote yesterday, quote, this is from the Tennessean, my message for the fans would be, just stay with us. We understand your frustration. We're frustrated too, but we're working diligently every day to get the next one. That's what we're going to do. For us to come in and have to flip the roster the way you have to get to a competitive point and not be able to see the W's in the win column, we understand. We understand the fan base's frustration, but I promise you we're working as hard as we can to fix it and get it right. Listen, that's what he's going to say. That's fine. But to me,
right,
it's a better look. It's all about optics for him to stand up in front of the quote-unquote firing squad, so to speak, and say it that way.
He's not going to.
No, he's not because not. I think they're. I don't think they're going to let him.
No. No.
But that goes to the bigger point. If they're not going to let him, if they're going to say, hey, you know, let's just do these safe little plays, it means they don't trust him to do a press conference. If they don't trust him to do a press conference, he doesn't need to be the general manager.
Do you, Chase McCabe, trust him in a press conference?
No, and that's my whole point.
Exactly.
That's my point. That's what I'm saying. Now, with that, do I do it now? I'll tell you. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We want to hear from you, your reaction today. Clearly, we're fired up. It's a dumpster fire. That's what this is.
Right. And I'm curious because I've heard this all over the thing. Who do you blame for this? I got my thoughts on it. You have yours. Who do you blame for the state of the roster, this team, franchise right now? And I think it's easy. I think it's very easy. And we'll explain why.
Oh, it's easy.
And explain why it's even easier than you think when we come back.
Yes, we will. It's Chase and Big Joe on a Reaction Monday, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
You say that it's 1-6 here. At some point, you have to consider major changes to make it not be 1-6 anymore.
Yeah, I'll deal with that on my own when we get back to the building, if that's something that we have to do. But at this point, I'm not in that mode.
Brian Callahan yesterday. He's getting the tough questions. He's answering the tough questions. May not like the answer, but he's giving them. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. A lot of you texting in. Majority of you agree with me that he should speak. So one texter asked, do other GMs, 6638, do other GMs do pressers? Did Floyd Reese do pressers? I don't remember. Other than Jerry Jones, I don't think they do. I think it depends on the situation. Floyd did, but here's the other thing that Floyd did. And Willie's talked about this. Floyd did a weekly on the flagship station across the street every week. I mean, he went on every week, whether it was good, whether it was bad. He spent an hour with Willie and George and Darren, those guys, and did that. If Rand, you know, I wouldn't like it because obviously I like when other people can ask questions. But if Rand all of a sudden started doing a weekly on the flagship station, okay, that's better than what he's doing now. Right. My issue is, here's my issue, and this isn't about me asking the gotcha question and, you know, all that stuff, because I don't go to these things. I don't cover the team on a regular basis. I host the show, but I'm PD. I got my duties here. There are people that do that and should ask those questions. My thing is, you're doing it live. It's not a sit-down print interview where you can edit it and take stuff out, and don't tell me that that doesn't happen, because it does. You know, I want something live. I want something in the moment. Give me your true answer. Whether you like it or you don't like the answer, he's still there answering the question. If it's coach speak BS, fine. But at least he's sitting there answering the question like the head coach is having to do. I feel bad for him right now, because he's the only one that's having to answer for anything, and it's not all his fault. He didn't pick all these players. Yeah, so
true. I mean, I get what you're saying, and we want to hear the accountability. We want to hear that they care as much as we care, and I think that's where the problem comes, is that until we hear that we're not really sure that they care. And we always like to hear them say that so we know we're on the same page together, but this is Amy Adams' fault. Right? This is all her fault. We're going
to go. We'll get to her.
And, you know, the John Robinson firing. And here's something else that I was listening to some other people talk about. Well, you're paying John Robinson. You're paying Mike Vrabel. You're not going to make a change this year because you're paying Brian Callahan. Let me tell you something, folks. She's worth $2+ billion. All right. Let that sink in. You can pay off these coaches, okay, and admit you've done wrong and move on with this. I don't need to see a year two. I've halfway seen year one, halfway through it, and it's not good. It's not getting any better. I go back to the day in training camp when Callahan lost his team. They talked about how Detroit, during that first year for Dan Campbell, they weren't very good, but they played for him. They believed in him. This football team does not believe in Brian Callahan. It's over. It's over. All right? We've seen it. You hired a guy who never called a play, made zero game time decisions his career, made zero personnel decisions. He's in over his head. He didn't toss Jeffrey Simmons out of practice day one. We could have asserted that leadership. He didn't do that. He's way over his head. It's not going to get any better. So stop the talk about him and Cincinnati, how great he was. He did nothing in Cincinnati calling plays or making decisions. Did nothing. Now he's a first-time coach learning on his own, and it's a disaster. An absolute disaster. It's not going to get better because the second half of the schedule is tough too. It's embarrassing if you're a Titans fan.
Okay, so you're ready to move on from Brian Callahan.
Gone. I don't need to see this anymore. I don't need to see this.
So here this is where I'm at on everything. You know, I've made it pretty clear. I think there needs to be a change. A general manager. Basically, I'm saying Rand Carthen and Chad Brinker need to go. Both of them. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So I would not do that now because I mean, you're not going to be able to bring in a new GM because I'm saying complete front office change. You're not going to be able to bring in a new GM right now. And so I don't want, you know, I don't really know what changing now would be. Maybe after the deadline, but at the same time, you're just kind of at this point anyway. But at the end of the year, I'm bringing in a new GM. And I'm going to do something that the NFL's scared to do. I'm going to bring in somebody with experience. Like, go out and talk to Rick Spielman or Rick Smith or, you know, Mark Dominic, guys that have been GMs before. Now, you ultimately may like an up-and-comer front office person somewhere, but I subscribe to the fact that a coach that had a job and has been fired and then gets the second job, they're typically better at the second job because they've learned the, you know, from the mistakes that they made in the first job.
Okay.
Dan Quinn right now is probably going to be coach of the year. Now, it's 1 year and he's got a rookie sensation quarterback, but I would say Dan Quinn getting his second opportunity is looking pretty good. I think Mike Vrabel is going to be an excellent head coach when he's given his second opportunity.
I agree 100%.
Why can't it be the same for GMs?
Okay.
So
are you advocating – I mean, do you want to see – and look, I'm not sitting here telling, you know, I'd love people lose their job.
I'm never that way. This is very uncomfortable and different for me.
So you want Callahan to back?
I'm getting to that. Okay. But because, like, here's the thing. On a personal level, from the times that I've met Rand, I think he's a great guy. Like, I like Rand Carthon. So I hate saying, hey, this guy should lose his job. I don't think he's good at it. I think we've seen enough to this point – with this roster that he has not done a good job. Now, again, not all on him because I think the owner has meddled too much and she's, you know, now put Chad Brinker in this role. So my advice to her is move on and then go get an experienced person and get out of the way and basically say, I'm going to give you X amount of years, X amount of dollars to come in and fix this. If you don't, then we're doing this all over again. But let somebody come in and do this. As for Callahan, I would let the new GM decide. I'd bring the new GM in. I'd say, you come in, you decide if you want to give him another year. Because, again, I don't put it all on Callahan. I do think he's been in over his head, but I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt a little bit because I've also seen coaches, Dan Campbell, be terrible their first year and then make a big jump. So I'm letting the new GM decide that. If ultimately he decides, hey, I'm going to give him another year, see what he can do, great. If he goes, nah, I want my own guy, just like Barry Trotz did. Barry Trotz came in, evaluated John Hines, ultimately decided, I want to go get my guy. If I can get my guy, he's out, my guy's in, and that's what happens.
I forgot a point I made here with this. Oh, if you think Dan Campbell and Brian Callahan are on the same level year one, you're crazy. this team ain't playing. That team in Lions played for Dan.
Didn't they go like 1-10?
They played for him.
Yeah.
They played. And you talked to guys on that team. It was like, we felt bad we let him down. Yeah, they have also. I've read that we felt bad we let Dan Campbell down. Do you think this team feels bad they're letting Brian Callahan down? Not a soul.
I don't know.
Not a soul. And you could tell body language wise, yesterday was awful. Yesterday was an embarrassment. Yesterday, you fire people after yesterday more than you did after the Eagles game 2 years ago. It's just, look, she's her father's daughter. All she knows how to do is she saw her dad meddle her whole life. That's what she's going to do. That's fine. That's your football team. But don't expect us to stick around and watch this. Don't expect us to sit around and watch this and go out and hire a guy who had zero experience. And there are people that sound like, he's the hottest name. He's the hottest name. Look what he did with Peyton Manning and Stafford and Derek Carr and Joe Burrow. He did nothing with those guys. They're already good. Burrow, maybe a little bit. I'll give you that. Other guys, no. It's a disaster right now.
So let me ask you this, because this has come up on the text line. 1393 says, is Callahan not the guy? Should we go get Bill Belichick? I don't think that's the answer. I don't. I obviously have a lot of respect for Belichick, but I don't know if that's the answer. But if she did that, if she just said, you know what, bleep it, I want a Super Bowl, I'm calling Bill, I'm giving Bill the keys to the car, you come in, you do what you have full autonomy, you do what you want, would that be the right move?
I'd like it.
I think everybody would love it.
Not working now, what we're seeing. I'd like it.
Okay. Well, is he going to go? Is all of a sudden Will Levis going to become Tom Brady?
I don't know. He's not. We've moved on from Will Levis.
That's, I know, and here's the thing, because there's always the was it Brady, was it Belichick? Belichick still found Brady. Let's not forget that. Belichick still drafted him in the sixth round.
Yeah.
So,
right?
So like a scout on that staff saw something in the semi-starter from Michigan to say, hey, Bill, let's take him with the 199th pick and see what happens. Mm-hmm. Like, so that still happened. Could he do it? Could lightning strike twice? Well, I don't know.
I wouldn't mind watching it.
Sure.
Because I don't mind watching what I'm seeing now.
If she brought Belichick in and just said, hey, Bill, here you go. Now, I know McClain's come on with us and said that I think Bill just wants to coach. He doesn't have any interest in being GM again. But to me, you go, if you're going to bring Bill in, that's where you're calling Thomas Dimitroff. That's where you're calling – you're not obviously calling John Robinson, but that's where you're calling Scott Pioli or somebody that has worked with Bill before, and you're going to bring them in because they know how Bill works.
I wouldn't be opposed to it at all. I don't think what I've seen now deserves a year or two. I don't. I really don't, because, again – we're going to beat the drum. He's over his head. He didn't have control at the beginning, and it's just going to get worse. Now, the Patriots come in here, and they might beat the Patriots on Sunday because the Patriots – look, of all the teams to play in the league, you can get Carolina or New England, and you get New England coming to you this week. So I don't know. There's a lot of questions that are going on. There's no answers. There's no solutions. It's just bad right now, and it started with Amy Adams, and it goes back to firing John Robinson. It goes back to the A.J. Brown trade, to all that stuff. You could have kept A.J. Brown. You could have. You didn't want to pay him. And now the league has jumped on board with paying wide receivers, and you missed the boat. That's when – you know that Simpsons clip when we sent us last night on Bart, and you said you can actually tell – was it when his soul –
Yeah.
When John
Ricky sent that, yeah.
When Mike Vrabel stood up at the draft of 2022, you could tell the Titans, that's when the soul was taken from him. And now you got to try to get it back, and I don't know how long it's going to be because it's going to be a long time.
It's going to be a very long time. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHonda.com. What do you think? We'll get to some of your texts. A lot of you have texted in. If you want to call as well. There's not really much to say about the game itself. Obviously, this is about the future of the franchise. And, you know, all of my passion, everything comes from being a fan. That's why I got into this business. That's why I do what I do. I'm a fan, and I want my teams to do well. The Titans are not doing well. And so you can disagree. You can say, like, you know, nobody cares what Rand has to say or whatever. Okay, that's fine. It's accountability for me. The GM of the Predators, Barry Trotz, went on with Jared on Tuesday at 0-5 and answered every damn question that he was asked, including, is it the coach? Like, but that's accountability. And he knew. He knew going in what it was going to be, and he did it. Floyd did it every week, you know, for a weekly. I mean, hell, I even think Reinfeldt and Rustin Webster did more than Rand. So,
you're correct.
So it's about accountability for me. That's what it is. 615-737-1025. We'll get to your calls and texts. Next, Chase and Big Joe on a reaction Monday. We are broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home with a $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 1025-1063, the game here on this Reaction Monday. And oh, are a lot of you reacting? 615-737-1025. So I debated if I wanted to say this or not, but I'm going to do it.
Say it, man.
If I was Rand Carthon and I wanted to shut people like me up and others, it's not just me. Like everybody, Teron said, hey, he needs to do better. You know, Willie's been on him. He needs to speak. Jared, obviously, we know what Jared's saying. If I was Rand and I wanted to show everybody, hey, I'm in charge. I'm the GM of this team. I got the stones to do this. I'd walk into Robbie Bourne's office, who, you know, is head of PR over there, say, book me for Stillman at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, all right. I'd love to see it.
Never in a million years will it happen.
Never.
But I would do that.
Do it. I'd take Rand or Amy. Could you imagine Amy coming on with Stillman at 5?
I think, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
No, look, that would be great, but I want the GM. I want the GM right now.
I'll take
you're the one picking the players. You're the one that hired the coach, supposedly. Like, yeah, I want the GM.
There is no way on God's green earth that will happen, and with Amy Adams coming on, is that going to happen? There is no way they're going to come on. I want them to.
I have a better chance of going to New York or Nashville, wherever she is right now, and stealing Taylor Swift from Travis Kelce than that.
Oh, that's a pretty good analogy, because you got no shot in hell.
Exactly. Exactly. I have a better shot of doing that. All right, let's get to your phone, 615-737-1025. The text line, Dustin in Hopkinsville says, I blame the Adams family. It all starts and ends at the top. We will never succeed under an Adams. Oh, look at me. I own an NFL team. Aren't I something? Let's see. Ron says, give Brian and Bill a chance to pick their own players in the draft. Then there is no excuses for either. If it doesn't work, then fire him. So I guess when he says Bill, so you're talking about Belichick or Bill Callahan?
Probably Bill Callahan.
This is a good one. 3155, bring back Vrabel and make Jeff Fisher the GM. At least we were tough. Now we're just soft and weak from this collaborative work.
I wouldn't be opposed. It'll never happen, but I'd love to see that.
I'm not gonna subscribe to that one. Vrabel's going to move on, and I love Fisher, but I think he's moved on too. I think he's content just doing what he's doing with AFL.
Hunting and fishing.
Jeff says, Big Joe is exactly right. My number one question is, what is the primary goal of ownership of this organization? Is it really a Lombardi trophy, or is it to keep the profit margin as high as possible while fielding a competitive team? When have they fielded a competitive team in the last 2 years?
That's a great point. I mean, it is all about the money.
That is a great question. Like, if I could sit down with all 32 majority owners, the ones that make the day-to-day decisions, I would ask them all the same question. What is your primary objective? Why do you want to own a team?
Yeah, I mean,
the good ones are going to say the same thing, to win a Lombardi trophy.
Yeah, and you think about it. You know, we talk about the great owners like the Rooneys and with the Steelers, the Bartolo when he's the Niners. You know, even with Jerry at the beginning was good, you know. I mean, so there's a lot being said about owners who do it. Now, the flip side, you get the Carolina owner who's terrible and other owners across the league who are like, what, I own a team? So I think it should be about winning. You know, it's the same question I would ask every year at the end of training camp. Was Fisher, Malarkey, whoever, like the team you put on the field tomorrow when you start training camp, can you win the Super Bowl with this team? And only one of them said, yeah, and that was Vrabel.
Yeah.
The rest of them were like, well, injuries. And I said, no.
Now, the answer should always be, yeah, hell
the
yeah.
The team you put on the field tomorrow for training camp, can you win the Super Bowl? And Vrabel was like, yeah, I can. That was the only one.
I never thought I'd say this. I miss Vrabel being an ass sometimes. I really do.
You didn't like him when he was here, man.
I liked him when he was here. I just there were times where he'd piss me off. I'm like, just answer the damn question, Mike.
It's Joe and Robbie played that clip where Vrabel's making fun of Joe's hands. I laugh harder each time I hear that. It's the best.
615-737-1025. Dylan wants to weigh in. Dylan, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, I just have a question. So you were talking about giving second chances to GMs and stuff like that, and I believe that because they do that in hockey, and I think it works out the best on the second time going around. I just had some ideas as far as, like, actual coaches go, and I just wanted to see what you guys thought. One impossible to get would be, like, Mike Tomlin, obviously, you know, with the Steelers, but I think he'd be a great coach.
Yeah, he just signed an extension, so I don't think he's leaving.
Exactly. And then possibly Pete Carroll, Jason Garrett, and John Gruden. So I'll hang up and listen to what you guys say.
It's an interesting list.
John Gruden.
Pete Carroll is the interesting one of, you know, again, he's older, but, like, what does he want? Is he, you know, because I don't think he necessarily wanted to quit coaching. I kind of think he got forced out.
I'm with you on that.
So do you call Pete and say, hey, Pete, you know, what do you think? You want to do this for 3 or 4 years? You know there's a shelf life. But, like, do you want to do this for 3 or 4 years? It's worth a call.
I mean, his attitude and excitement is contagious.
Yeah.
And those guys love playing for him. I mean, he had a fallout with Russell Wilson, but, I mean, that happens.
I will tell you, in the realm of getting to hang out with Floyd and getting to meet cool people through Floyd, Pete Carroll and Andy Reid were, like, tied for the top two. Pete was, like, the cool. Like, he sat down, he was joking around, and was like, what do you guys do, and all this stuff. Like, I mean, he was cool. Like, he would be awesome.
Didn't Andy Reid's people try to run him off from Floyd? Didn't you tell me that?
Well, yeah, because Bill O'Brien showed up at the same time. And so the PR guy for Kansas City, who's very nice, just doing his job, said, oh, well, we might not be able to do this. And Andy turned around and go, nah, I'll wait a few minutes for Floyd. And then
great.
Andy just started talking to me. Like, I was like, okay.
How's it going, young man?
Yeah, basically. You got any more of those nuggies? let's go to Mark. Mark wants to weigh in. Mark, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Jerry? Big Joe.
What's up?
Not much.
Hey, the Road Warriors of Radio, Animal and Hog. But
love it.
Hey, Chase, Big Joe, I'm going to run something by you real quick. You were talking about Callahan and his lack of experience, which I agree with Big Joe on that. Didn't call plays in Cincinnati, didn't do anything with personnel, pretty much just looked at a lot of film or whatnot, but no experience. I thought they should have went with an experienced coach, a Ben Johnson or something, and brought him in there. He's called plays. He's been there. He's been in the fire. But you were talking about Rand Carthon also. He does need to come to the forefront. He's the GM. He needs to talk to y'all and tell you what the plans are, what the future is going to be like at the Titans organization. The fans, the paying fans out there deserve to know, and you all need to deserve to know. But I think Rand has made – he came in, walked in with a mistake, and hired free agents and stuff. And Big Joe and Chase, have you ever noticed when free agents come to Nashville for the most part, they stay injured, they stay hurt, like sneeze. Have you ever noticed that? I mean, it started back in the day with Yancey Thigpen and those guys. Carl Pickens was on his last leg.
Right.
You brought him in. I mean, that really makes no sense. And plus, two, the thing that haunts the Titans the most is those three first-round picks, which one, the jury's still out with Skoronski.
Yep.
But you got Burks as a bust. You got Farley that was a bust. When you have bust in the first round like that, it sets your franchise back 4 or 5 years.
Yep.
They can't afford to do that with the Tennessee Titans and stuff, man. And he really needs to step up and do something. Regardless, next year, him and Callahan, if they do get another shot, they'll be on the hottest seat in the NFL.
Preach.
Hey, y'all have a good day, man.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call.
Mark, thank you as always. We love you guys calling in, too. As we said earlier last week, you know, when the Titans played the Bills, and I heard this down on the radio from the national broadcast, that the Buffalo Bills, out of the 22 starters, 16 of them they drafted. I mean, that's where it is. I mean, that's, you could go out and you say, look, they spent a lot of money on free agency. You see what the result is. Not good. Is Tyler Boyd still on this team?
Yeah.
I'm
he
not
caught
sure.
a pass yesterday.
Did he? Okay. That's one more pass than I caught. So 16-22, and it is. It's about evaluation, about drafting, and that's where it comes from. You can spend money all day long, but when you spend money to dress up a pig, at the end of the day, what is it?
A pig.
It's still a pig.
You know what else pisses me off too? And look, I think that Mason Rudolph has done as well as he could do. I'm not blaming Mason Rudolph. But when I turn over and I see the Colts game and I see Joe Flacco sitting on the sideline and I'm like, why didn't they just call Joe Flacco as the backup?
Just a second. What happened to Anthony Richardson? I read that he checked himself out of the game yesterday. Pat McAfee has me blocked on Twitter, so I can't follow. He had some rant about it that I kind of saw.
I don't know.
But, yeah, all right. That had nothing to do what we're talking about, but you just brought it up.
Tristan, hold on the line. We'll get more of your calls, more of your texts. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Your reaction, Titans lose. What's next? We discuss. Chasing Big Joe, 1025, 106.3 The Game. Very good, Dr. Crane. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game here on this Reaction Monday. Brett Kern going to join us in a few minutes, get his thoughts on everything. I know a lot of you are calling for Colt Anderson to be fired. Brett obviously will give some good insight on that. Because I'm going to ask a very simple question to Brett. What does the special teams coach do? I don't mean that in a bad way. What do they do? What is their daily job?
Well, I guess just to scheme up kickoff right. return coverages and punt return coverages. Here's my thing now with football. Nobody goes for the block anymore. It's like set up the return. I'm sorry, man. I'm sending as many guys as I can after the punter to put pressure. Anytime I put pressure on somebody, does that. But that's a good question. It's like, what do you do? I mean, because you're a special teams coach dedicated just to that, there shouldn't really be mistakes. And this team, might be the worst special teams year so far I've ever seen from a football team.
Because here's the thing, too. When I watch Jaquan Jackson, who's the returner, I don't think it's him. I see the burst. I see the speed. I think that kid's got talent. I do. I think that's going to end up being a pretty good pick. It's the coverage in front of him. It's not good. 615-737-1025. Tristan has been waiting patiently. Tristan, what's up?
Yes, I think the Titans need to get rid of Rand Carthon. He doesn't come out for the media or talk about these things the fans want to hear from him. Brian Callahan, keep Bill Callahan, his father, to keep the offensive line because our offensive line has improved. We haven't given up as many sacks last year or the previous year. There's improvements. I want the number one overall draft pick so we can get a quarterback or trade down to get more picks, capitalist, and get somebody that knows football experience and give Amy Adams Strunk football for dummies, basically a football.
I like that. Thanks for the call, Tristan. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Man. Thank you, Tristan.
Football
for dummies.
That's a good
one. Andy, real quick, I'm going to leave this right here for you. That's terrible, man.
Dude.
If football for dummies.
If the fan base started sending those to the facility for Christmas, and that got out,
Oh my goodness! And let me say this.
Oh my goodness!
On Sunday, don't boo the. If you go to the game, don't boo the football team. I mean, just don't boo them. I mean, I pay. You can do whatever you want. I get it. But just, if you're still a Titans fan, go out there and let them get a win on Sunday. Just, I don't know. You could vent during the week and be mad, but on Sunday, if you go to the game, support the team. If you're a Titans fan. Just
don't
do that.
Don't boo them.
Use us to
Here's the thing. All the players on that team, this isn't their fault. They just want to play football. And there are some bad players on that team. There are some good players on that team. It's just this is what it is right now. But it's not their fault. It's the owner and the GM and the coach. And
it's a little their fault.
Because they're not good enough?
But
can you honestly – in the National Football League, there are 32 teams.
Uh-huh.
There are 53 players. So, and then you got 10 on the practice squad.
That's over 2,000 roughly, right?
Right.
I don't do math on the show. That's one of the reasons they hired me.
100 of them might be good.
Yeah.
Like, think about that. Of all the players in the National Football League, you know, they do a top 100 every year. Those might be the good ones.
Yeah, I mean, you, like, the Patriots and Jets, 2-6. By the way, you could be a fan of those, and that's bad. The Browns are 2-6. Terrible. They're terrible. I think Peterson's the first coach going to get – the second coach will get fired. They're bad.
Doug Peterson?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
And they had the collapse yesterday. So I think
he's going. Coach gets fired today.
Antonio Pierce for the Raiders, he's in over his head too. He don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dabble with the Giants. They're 2-6. Dable.
Dabble. Brian Dable.
What did I say, Dabble?
Yeah.
Isn't that commercial we run all the time? Crash is Dabble.
That's Babble.
Babble.
What is it? Babble.
Babble.
The Titans have me so upset. The Panthers, you're not getting rid of Canales because no. I think.
Actually, I don't think he's that bad.
No. And then the Rams are 3-4. They're bottom of their. I just went through all the teams at the bottom of their divisions there. But you look at the 1-6, man, and it hurts. And after you see the performance yesterday and the effort yesterday and the mistakes yesterday and all around, somebody's got to get the blame for it. And right now, you had a good point earlier, okay? I mean, Chase, it's Callahan right now. During the game, it's Callahan.
Here's what I think is going to happen. Jets obviously already have the opening. I think Mike McDaniel does get fired at the end of the year. I don't think he should, but I think he does.
Yeah, I think it's not working.
Dude in Cleveland gets fired, even though they just extended him. But
Stefanski.
Stefanski. I think Zach Taylor's not safe in Cincinnati. I agree with you on Doug Peterson. Antonio Pierce, I think, gets another year. Dayball, I agree with you. I think McCarthy in Dallas is going to get – I mean, they're just going to let his contract expire. I was going to say the Eagles, but right now they're 5-2, so I guess he's holding on. Nobody from the North right now. The
South looks safe.
New Orleans, maybe. Dennis Allen, maybe.
They're the only team in history, they're 2-6, to win their first two games by, like, averaging 40 points and then losing six in a row.
And then I don't think they fire McVay, but I think he quits.
Yeah, I think he goes into the booth and will be great in the booth.
I think he's done. We'll see what Brett Kern has to say about all of this coming up next in hour number two. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.